can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Glad you could be with us here on a Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Weather was good. Football was entertaining. It's all good. We now have a Super Bowl in Tampa with a home team, Buccaneers. They'll take on the Chiefs February 7th. By the way, the Chiefs are not allowed to arrive until the 5th. There will not be a full-blown week of Super Bowl week with both teams in the same city and all that stuff. So, obviously, due to COVID, there'll be 22,000 fans allowed at the game. 7,500 will be vaccinated first responders. And we are ready to go with the big game. Spent the first 2 hours of the show talking about that. If you want to jump on, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. There was some other news over the weekend in that the Lions and Matthew Stafford, they let it be known that they have agreed mutually to ship Matthew Stafford out of town. He is available. Aaron Rodgers feels like he may have played his last game with the Packers. He looks like he could be available. Deshaun Watson, he wants out of Houston. You throw these guys into a mix of a draft class with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Mac Jones. There are some quarterbacks available and some teams that are going to need quarterbacks. We're going to explore that a little deeper in just a moment. By the way, other fun fact for you Lions fans, Dan Campbell also hired Anthony Lynn as offensive coordinator, and John Dorsey, who I think has a pretty good track record of evaluating talent, is going to be the talent evaluator for the Lions. Of course, he's former Chiefs and Browns guy. But
That's good. And some college football news after, too.
Okay. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown as soon as Chris puts down his 18-inch sandwich. You ready to go?
Yes.
You have food in your mouth?
No, I'm good.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Over under on belches during this rundown. 3. There's one.
Yeah, you could be close. MLBPA has turned down the latest MLB proposal for universal DH and expanded playoff format because they don't think it'll grow the game, Craig. A couple COVID instances affecting college basketball. Texas coach Shaka Smart announced today he's tested positive for the COCO. Their games against Oklahoma tomorrow and at Kentucky Saturday are still on as of now. And Michigan had to shut down their entire athletic department. They had a super contagious strain of COVID, or somebody test positive for that strain. Succinctly, sorry.
Gotcha.
Kids still going to school?
Yes.
On campus?
I don't know about that.
Speaking of COVID, we learned today that Tom Brady Sr. was actually hospitalized for 3 weeks with the COVID at the beginning of the year. He sounded a little concerned about it. And then his wife, who had battled cancer and was high risk, also caught it. They're fine now. We will have Tom Brady Sr. on the show Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right, let's dive into this. I mentioned some of these quarterbacks, and by my count, I got I think 9 teams that need quarterback. The 49ers, the Colts, the Washington football team, the Broncos, the Patriots, the Saints, the Jets, maybe the Dolphins, and the Texans.
Take the Dolphins out.
All right, fine. 8 teams that need a quarterback by my list.
But if we're just starting with to start with Aaron Rodgers, possible destinations. And I think Florio brought this up this morning. Saints, Colts, Raiders, Steelers, Patriots, 49ers. And let's remember, he's a Bay Area guy.
Yep.
Went to school out there. He also has a home. And I would put the Rams on this, too, because he also has a house in Los Angeles. So I would throw the Rams in there as well, possibly.
I know.
Where he would like to go.
I think he spends his off season in Los Angeles. Yes. He'll stay there in Green Bay all winter long. So,
I mean, the 49ers, certainly, I think that's a possibility. That would mean Jimmy G moving on, maybe back to the – I don't know. See, the Patriots are in a tough spot here out of the gate. I mean, unless the Packers wait till June 1st, in which case it would only cost them $14 million. Against the cap, as opposed to a $31 million hit if they cut him. And if they keep him, it's 36 point something million, 36 and a half. But the Patriots have to get established wide receiver-wise, tight end-wise, and get all that stuff done first. And there's a lot of good free agent wide receivers out there. 49ers, Steelers, which I think is the longest shot of all of them, because I don't think Big Ben's going anywhere. But Raiders, Colts, Saints, they all make sense. And I'm just not a believer in Jameis Winston's going to go over and take over for Drew Brees and that.
He only had a 1-year deal. He's not under contract.
No.
Madden 15 says, I get you guys have to talk about it, but Rodgers will be a Packer next year.
He's not going to be
a Packer. I would not bet the house on it.
I would bet the house against it. I'm telling you right now, he's not going to be there. I've said it for 4 months, and my opinion has only gotten stronger. And all you got to do is listen to that yesterday, and I'm telling you, if anybody's right about the contract, it's not that big a deal. They can get it done. He's going to pull a James Harden. He's not going to play there. I'm telling you, he's not going to play there.
I'm not convinced that he's played his last game with the Packers, but I don't think anybody can say that he's for sure going to be back next year either. I mean, I think that that's just kind of turning your head to the facts that, look, they traded up to draft a guy last year instead of helping the team. You're telling me that an inside linebacker couldn't have helped yesterday? A new cornerback couldn't have helped yesterday? A different wide – and I know that he put up good numbers during the regular season with the weapons that he had, but St. Brown didn't have a great game.
Yeah.
Lazard dropped the two-point conversion that, you know.
Yep.
Look, they needed help, and the GM decided that the future of the organization was more important than helping the 2021 version of the Green Bay Packers. You can't ignore that.
And I know what they went through with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre back in the day, and I get that. This organization is not going to go through that again. You got Jordan Love out there. What are you going to do? He's going to sit on the bench for the next 2 years, and then you have to decide whether you're going to keep him or not without knowing his potential after you drafted him? I'm telling you. Really, more probable than not. And, you know, nothing's 100% sure, but I'm just telling you, my humble opinion, I'm way over 75%, 80%. He's not going to be there. Just think about what I just said. They're not going to keep Jordan Love on the bench for another 2 years and then have to decide whether to pay him or not after his rookie contract expires and without knowing what he's all about.
I think the two California teams are really interesting.
I think San
really
Fran
and, interesting.
I think San Fran and L.A. are really, really interesting. Could be.
Then if that's the case.
And the Raiders, too. The Raiders, too.
If that's the case, I'm looking at what would be the most desirable, because guys also want to win. They just don't want to go to their hometown teams. But no, I think Rodgers would be intrigued by the 49ers.
Oh, see,
oh,
I think I'd go the other way. If you're just looking at the roster, I think the Rams roster is better than the 49ers roster. To be able to throw to Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods.
Let's go healthy 49ers roster. We didn't get to see that this year, and they were still competitive as hell.
Yeah. Okay, on offense. The Rams have more talent on offense. I don't know what their offensive line looks like next year, but look, Deebo Samuel is nice with the Niners, but you know, George Kittle's that's intriguing to be able to throw to George Kittle. I would lean towards the Rams on the offensive side of the ball. No doubt that they're going to put out a good defense.
All right, now, if you're Matthew Stafford, do you want the Colts or the Saints? I would say the Colts, actually. I know Alvin Kamara is a nice, but I think, I could be wrong here. Yeah. I think the Saints are up against it with cap. I think they got to blow that whole thing up.
Yeah. Andy's got plenty of room. The Colts
are in great shape, and they're young, and they're good as a young team right now. I think a good quarterback could go in there and at least win them another game in the post. I'm not going to say make a difference and go to a Super Bowl. But
Mike in the K, Pete also said the Packers wouldn't be good this year either, and that Rodgers looked skinny and looked how good they played again.
You look skinny?
When did I say the Packers wouldn't be good? I said, if anything, he's going to have, he's going to go out with a bang because he's going to want to stick it to the Packers, so he's probably going to have one of his better years.
That was me. Did. I said that the Packers wouldn't be good this year.
And did you say Aaron was skinny, too?
I don't remember that one.
Like
I don't remember that.
I don't hear that coming out of Pete.
I could have said that, though. I don't remember.
I did not say the Packers were not going to be good this year.
Not
by any stretch of the imagination. Madden 15 says they did that with Favre, and he stayed for 3 years after. That's what I said. And I'm telling you, they will not make that mistake again because it was a mistake. That they did that. They shouldn't have.
And is this right? Coco Puff says the Packers, and he's the Packers
fan. Here,
let
me pull this up.
He says the Packers cap situation is not good.
I'll pull up cap numbers for next year.
All right.
No, it's not. But like I said,
another reason for Aaron Rodgers to want to leave.
It's $36.5 million of Rodgers' base salary next year. $31 million. They save $5.5 million if they cut him now. If they wait till June 1st,
no, I don't mean him. I mean the whole team.
The cap hits only 14. Yeah. No, I agree.
They might not have any extra money left.
Yeah.
Grand Poobah says Stafford's from Texas. Don't overlook the Cowboys.
I doubt you're right. Dallas is in there too. I agree.
Really?
I think they are.
I think they're married. I think they'll get Dak's their guy. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to go away from Dak.
I'm saying at the very least they may, you know, may kick the tire or two. I don't think you can complete. All I'm saying is I think you're right, but I don't think you can entirely dismiss it.
Right now, the Packers are going to be again, these aren't straight numbers, but they're about $32 million over the cap.
Yeah.
The Saints are in the worst spot. They're about $112 million over the cap.
Yeah.
All right, so no quarterback's going to want to willingly go there. Okay.
And these are overthecap.com numbers. So
then I think the Colts are your best pick. And
the Colts have the second most cap space. Yeah. They basically almost $65 million to spend this offseason.
That looks awfully attractive to me. If I have – now, all these quarterbacks will have to be traded. Stafford will have to be traded. Rodgers will have to be traded. Deshaun Watson will have to be traded. They're under contract. It's not like these guys are going to get cut and be free agents.
Well, at least the Lions opened it up, and you know, and I think the Packers eventually going to have to do it because they got to know what's going to be available.
Now there's a competitive market out there.
Yeah, and we have Deshaun Watson, we have Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, Sam Darnold.
All right,
these are all people that quarterbacks whose futures are in question: Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Jimmy G, Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater, Mitch Trubisky, Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Alex Smith. And Ben Roethlisberger, although I think Ben Roethlisberger isn't going anywhere. But
I'm not sold he'll even be on the field. I think he should retire.
And speaking of that, I think another consideration that may be thinking outside the box a little bit, but Aaron Rodgers could retire. Aaron Rodgers could go. I don't think he's ready to. I'm saying if we're listening A, B, C, D, and E, put this in it maybe F or G. I'm telling you. He's going to be one of five people that is going to be hosting Jeopardy. Maybe he loves it, and maybe he says, you know what, I'm done with this for a while. I'll go and be the next Alex Trebek, and see how that goes.
I will put that at a 0% chance this year because he is playing too. You don't retire in your prime at that position.
I'm with you, Craig. I'm a big, you know, big picture guy. I like to look at all the possibilities, and certainly that is one. It's way down the bottom of the list, I agree. But I'm saying it's a possibility. It's there for him to take it if he wants it. Now, I know the other four, it's what's her name from Big Bang Theory, the real one that has 8,000 degrees. She's hosting. He's the only athlete that's hosting this thing. He's the only one.
Which one from Big Bang Theory? Who's
What's her name?
Sheldon's girlfriend.
Sheldon's a wife, yeah.
Amy Farrah Fowler?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a brilliant lady anyway. I mean, she's just ridiculous off the chart. But he's the only ad. I'm saying is if you're going to list every possibility that there's options that are open to him, that's one of them. That's all I'm saying.
I will also say this. If John Elway can't get a quarterback this year, then he can't get one. Although didn't he like promote himself out of the position? Didn't he get a The Patton guy is supposed to
Peyton.
You got to get a quarterback this year. This is the year. Yeah.
George Peyton.
Mm-hmm. That's the year.
And they have not announced. People are asking. They have not announced next year's salary cap. People are assuming it'll be in the ballpark of 175 to 180
it's
million.
Going down
somewhere around
there.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
Did you guys throw Washington in there?
I did.
Okay. That's a sneaky location. I mean, they've got a lot of cap space as well.
I've heard the Lions are going to trade Matthew Stafford to Washington more than anything I've ever heard out there.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't know.
Well,
if I'm Stafford, I want to go to Indy.
Yeah.
You want to go where some talent is a style. You know Washington made the playoffs this year, obviously. But, yes, if I'm Matthew Stafford, I want to go someplace where there's some – where there's some talent. I think he'd be really good at Indy.
That would be so depressing to leave Detroit and go to Washington.
Yeah, but that defense, that's a good defense. And you put Matt Stafford on that team, like Antonio Gibson was a good running back for them this year. If they could find like a big-time tight end there to go with Terry McLaurin, and that's the guts of a young team.
Yeah, yeah, they got a good defense. And
being a dumb quarterback my whole career, I'd rather just go 300 miles south and go play at Indy. Be ready to go. With a loaded team, with a lot of cap space to get me some weapons.
That running game, lean on that running game. Yeah. Good offensive line in front of you as well. Something that he's probably never had.
Yep.
Couple of texts. Lifelong Buckeyes. Tom Allen up for the Tennessee job.
Pipe down, Buckeye fan.
No. But one of my favorites is, I'll tell you about that in a couple minutes. Eyeball size says Pete's Big Pictures is usually in crayon. Yeah, okay.
Will the Vikings be in for a quarterback?
Well,
is Kirk Steele?
No,
he had that guaranteed contract.
He signed a 2-year deal. I think he's got another year on his contract. Yeah. But again, we're talking about all this movement. A team like, and I'm just throwing this out there for bleeps and giggles,
right?
A team like the Eagles, right? Who say, okay, let's make the trade Wentz for Cousins. That way, 1 year from now, we're out from a quarterback's contract.
Right.
Basically, we're gonna take this guy on for a year. We'll eat the salary. We'll have him eat up our salary cap space. In exchange, he's off our books come 2022.
You know what I want? I want Aaron Rodgers to go to your Patriots, Pete Shepard, and I'll tell you why.
I don't.
I want him out of the NFC.
I don't.
Chris's problem, AFC East.
The problem is they got to sign some free agent guys first. You know, they need to sign a Godwin type, and I'd hate to see Godwin even leave Tampa, but who knows? And maybe he doesn't.
Something tells me
Godwin, Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster. There's a whole bunch of really good free agent wide receivers out there, and one of the mock drafts we just talked about had them drafting Waddle, which is You do that, you get him, you sign a couple of free agent wide receivers, then it becomes, again, an attractive place to play.
Something tells me that if, you know, Brady comes back for one more year, the Bucs they'll do everything to keep all those pieces around him. If that means that they give Godwin the franchise tag, then that'll mean.
Yeah,
them, it's you push the chips to the center of the table as long as number 12 saying, I'm coming back to play.
Why blow up a Super Bowl team? You're absolutely right. Okay.
Stafford to New Orleans if Brees retires.
Man, that stinks. The Patriots will be in it for a quarterback.
The Patriots will get a quarterback this year.
They have the space. They're one of the top five teams with salary cap.
This year was the biggest Band-Aid in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Next year, they'll upgrade. They'll get upgraded quarterback.
And it'll be big for them on defense next year. They get Patrick Chung back. They get Hightower back.
Yeah, that guy's opted out.
Seven or eight guys opted out this year, including starters.
But on defense, they had probably their two most important guys return, or two of the three outside
McCourty's
of.
Both of them came back.
But, Gilmore and J.C. Jackson, but to lose Patrick Chung and Hightower, that was big for them.
Yep, absolutely was, no question.
They'll be competitive next year, third in the division.
Boot camp says you got to remember O.J. Howard out with the injury.
That's right.
Next year also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, coming up, who do you think Danny White is going to bring in at Tennessee? Plus a college football quiz.
Yep.
Got all that. Also, keep listening all this week. Get yourself qualified to win a VIP table for six at Sideline Sports Bar and Grill for the big game on the big Sunday. Each day between now and the big game, each contestant on Wikipedia, which we'll do later this hour, will win a $25 gift card to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill, and we'll have their name put in a drawing for a table for six at the big game where we'll take care of the food and the drink tab. How about that? You just got to remember to tip. All right. Yes, we'll do that during Wikipedia every day, starting today. That's in just a bit. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Monday, got our conference championships in the books. We got a Super Bowl in Tampa, and it includes the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. How about that?
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Well, it's not that unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, Miami almost had it 1 year in 95 where they lost to Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game. The Super Bowl would have been in Miami that year. That was close.
And people keep mentioning 79, where the Rams playing in the Coliseum, but they played at the Rose Bowl, Super Bowl that year. If I remember.
And what was funny that before that season started, the movie Heaven Can Wait came out with Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the Rams and the Steelers in the Super Bowl in the movie.
Fluky.
In Los Angeles. It was crazy.
I like that. I saw the movie in the theater.
Oh, so did I. So we're in Florida on vacation, actually, with my parents on the East Coast.
Yep. All right. So Danny White, former Central Florida athletic director, is now the new athletic director at Tennessee. Just about doubled his salary. By the way, did I miss this? He's the son of Kevin White, the Duke AD? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. No, he's the son?
No.
They're related.
Yeah, I thought they were brothers.
Is it brothers? Somebody fact check me on that one.
Well, you know, he's not related to Danny White, quarterback Danny White for the Cowboys.
No, he's related to he's related to the basketball coach at Florida.
Oh, yeah.
He's brothers with the basketball coach at Florida.
By the way.
But he's related to the guy at Duke in some form. I read that just
speaking
today.
Of Gator basketball.
Maybe.
They are blasting people. They blew George out of the building the other day on Saturday. They are on a roll. I mean, they whipped up on Tennessee.
Yeah.
They haven't lost. I mean, they are playing some great ball. The Gators are.
All right. So, Danny White said, we got to find a new football coach, somebody that will polish the Volunteers' reputation. You got to do more than polish it. You got to do a redo here. You're a mess.
Yeah. And Bruce Feldman from The Athletic was on Finney's show earlier today, and his latest scoop, his sources with Danny White in the search for a Tennessee football coach. Quote, the optics. I misread this. This is my bad. Okay. He said the optics wouldn't be good regarding Coach Hugh Freeze.
Right.
I misread that. I thought it said would be good. But. Coach Fleck is an option, obviously, as well, which his name is being mentioned over and over again at Minnesota. But I do think the optics would be good for Hugh. Why wouldn't the optics be good?
Do I need to explain it to you?
Who cares about what he did a couple of years ago?
This is a school that turned down Greg Schiano because he was at Penn State for a minute during Jerry
Sandusky. And look where it's gotten.
But if your first statement as an AD is we got to polish our image, you're not hiring Hugh Freeze. I'm sorry. It's never happening.
You got to hire somebody. I don't care who it is that can recruit and get you players there.
I agree with you. There's 1,000 other guys not named Hugh Freeze.
No, Hugh Freeze is a gentleman and a scholar.
Tom Allen will be the head coach of Tennessee before Hugh Freeze. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, would Tom Allen take the job if he was offered?
No.
For sure.
Of course he would. In 2 seconds.
You want to play in front of 3,700 every Saturday or 105,000?
Okay, we have more than 3,700.
Oh, I forgot. They filled in the other side of the end zone recently.
It's COVID, Chris. There hadn't been anybody at the game.
Hugh Freeze is going to be back in the Power 5. I'm telling you, you don't just do what you do at Liberty and with that program. You look at what he did with that program. He's going to be back, and there's no question he's going to be back in a major conference.
This is going to be like our college football expansion argument. It's just going to go on for years. Six years from now, we're going, boy, that Hugh Freeze at Liberty, he's got to get a job. And we're going to expand the playoffs.
I don't think Hugh Freeze will be coaching at Liberty this year.
No, Tennessee needs to go after Matt Campbell at Iowa State.
Okay.
Or Fleck.
All right.
Fleck at Minnesota.
Well, Campbell's done it at Iowa State's better than what Fleck has done at Minnesota.
Well, no, I know, but Fleck, they're both hot commodities right now. We agree. I mean, they're hot commodities. They are.
Although Fleck had a lot of opt-outs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. So, but either way, whatever it is, you got to get somebody in there that can recruit. You have to.
Recruiting's done. Well, signing day is just one more.
Bags of money.
There's another one.
Questions? February 1.
Are the McDonald's bags of money coming up in Wikipedia?
You know what? The reason he's asking that, we're doing McDonald's trivia on Wikipedia, and that's what got Jeremy Pruitt fired, the bags of cash in McDonald's bags in the first place. Illegal recruiting.
And like you said, they've had over the last couple of weeks, they've had a lot of people opt out at Tennessee or recruits that have backed out, which is just understandable. Yeah. But you got to get a guy. And we still don't know if sanctions are going to come against them, too. We don't know what's going to happen. Although, like I said, it's all.
Well, somebody better get a 7-year deal then.
I'm wondering if they will kick the tires on Tom Allen in all seriousness. I bet they do. He may not take it.
Everybody will call Tom Allen. Everybody will call him.
But if you're looking to clean up your image, isn't that the. If you're against Hugh Freeze, fine. So if Tom Allen is the antithesis of Hugh Freeze, don't you? You got it, don't you? You got to go talk to him. You have to.
They should, and I think Tom should hang up on them.
Why?
Because
he's going to double his salary.
Because he's happy in Bloomington.
He'll be happier
words
in Knoxville.
Never uttered.
How do you say that, Chris? Never been there.
No, but I've seen pictures.
You haven't seen Diddley Squat.
You know what? Very it's no here. West Lafayette.
You're right. West Lafayette is the most ugliest, depressing place I've ever seen. Ever. And I'm not just saying that because it's Purdue. Oh, it's dingy. And
when you visited your brother when he went there, how'd that go?
It was horrible.
You've never been to Durham.
Actually, I have.
It's pretty gloomy.
I've called
it?
A game there.
Now, that's a very gothic campus right there.
It is, but
big,
it's got a college. It's got
buildings.
It's got
to
a
it.
Stuffy Ivy League feel. To
oh,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which like, I think is a cool college atmosphere,
it
actually.
It screams, you're not welcome.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
Yes. Yes.
It seems it's a lot of. It's very upper it's class. Not, I understand that.
It's not welcoming like Tuscaloosa
or North Carolina.
A Chapel Hill. No, that's got a little bit of a vibe to it as well.
Yeah. About Wake Forest. I haven't been to Winston-Salem before. What's that? Winston-Salem, what's that like?
Oh, you want to talk about a school with money?
Oh, I know Wake has.
That's
it. Well, that's it's a great academic
school. You should put
school.
This in we the back that. Of your little notebook. This is a good June, July convo. College campuses.
That's a good, we'll get there. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking about it now. I'm just saying.
Well, I got a quiz and I got a good list.
Let's
for
do your college
football
quiz here. We got Chris in the saddle. He's going to help me out. We're talking college
This
football.
Is a good one. It's I think you guys will.
You like to handicap as to how we're going to do ahead of time. That tells me whether it's
quiz. I think you'll do reasonably well.
Okay.
This is a quiz.
All right, now that the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away, or 13 days away, let's test your knowledge, boys. Heisman winners who went on to become Super Bowl MVPs. A total of four Heisman Trophy winners have also won the Super Bowl MVP award. So, can you name those four? One guess at a time, please. You each get one. There's four. I think you guys will get three out of the four. Eventually. Maybe not. I'm talking without any hints. So far, crickets already?
Bart Starr?
I'm thinking back.
No, not Bart Starr.
How far back are you going, Chris?
Pretty far. So it's...
This is unfair. I need a list of MVPs.
Hold on. Four players who've won both the Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP. Not NFL, a Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard
has
won.
That's true. Okay.
Green Bay Packers. Heisman in 91, Packers. Super Bowl 31 MVP against the Patriots. Because stupid Parcells let Vinatieri kick off to him. With all due respect, Coach.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
What?
The remaining two are the remaining three. Two of them are quarterbacks. One is a running back.
All right.
Did we get the most recent one?
Yes, okay. You did. And these aren't, you know.
Not crazy
I'll
hard
give
to
you
get.
I'll give you another hint because it's going to.
This is hard.
Pre-1990.
Great. So I wasn't even
alive. Post-1965.
All right. So
pre-1990.
We got a 25-year window we're working with here, Craig.
I mean.
No, that's big help.
All right. Roger Staubach.
Yes.
Okay. Good job. Okay. Yes. Good job.
All right.
Navy and Dallas. Heisman in 63, Super Bowl VI MVP.
Okay. Okay.
Should it be Pittsburgh in 79, but that's another story. Sure. Super Bowl 13. So two down. Two to go.
So one quarterback, one running back.
Yep. Both played at Power 5 schools.
Okay. Craig, I'm leaning on you right here.
I know, because I'm the old guy.
Both played in the same state.
Okay.
Hold on. Your boy. You love this guy. Jim Plunkett.
Yes.
Heisman, Super Bowl MVP in the early 70s.
Yes, Super Where Bowl do you go 15 to... against the Eagles.
Stanford.
Absolutely.
So California. Yeah. Running back. Running back from California.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Marcus Allen.
Yes.
Marcus
yes.
Allen. It's ridiculous.
Marcus Allen.
All right, all right.
USC and the Raiders. Heisman in 81, Super Bowl 18 MVP.
Okay. Glad we made some progress.
Should have been better, Craig.
Look, it just took me a long. Look, I did it within the music bed.
You did.
I mean, I know it was getting long.
You did.
Marcus had that unbelievable run, remember, against the Redskins.
The reverse.
Against the Washington football team. But the reverse. That was, at the time, one of the great runs in Super Bowl history. I always had affection for that Raider team as well. Like, I love Jim because I saw, when I was very young, him get absolutely – I don't know how he made it to Oakland, because he was broken in pieces in New England because they were so bad when they took him. But Mark Van Egan was a running back that lived kind of right around the corner from my Aunt Camilla back in the day. So
everybody lived around the corner from you.
Well, he was from Cranston, Rhode Island. And,
it's a big state, Craig.
No, but this neighborhood was a nice neighborhood, and he lived around the corner from my aunt and my grandmother at the time.
All right. Boy, Bengals fan just texted in a picture of him and a big fish. That's a big fish.
Wow.
I don't even know what kind that is.
I know, because it's a little bloodied on the front. That looked like a battle to haul that in. That was just from yesterday. Good job, Bengals fan.
Nice. We got. I guess we got some loving from Real Talk with Captain Deb.
No, she made fun of you.
Oh, yeah, she should have.
What happened?
Well, we read passages from Captain Rob Modi's book.
Yeah, he read. Yeah. I forget the context, but something was supposed to be led, not lead.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Did I mess something up?
No, we both did. I said it. I said it at the time. Is this lead or lead? I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough word.
Is it?
Can be.
Can be.
Is it?
We had a word on our.
Live.
Live or,
yeah.
or live.
Yeah.
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 And I went live. And
live,
you...
damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Dopey says Jim Plunkett, the giant head in the Raiders helmet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Anti-Jameis Bucks fan. See what happens when you get rid of Winston. All right, I got a good quiz here if you want, too. A list.
A list?
I have the top 19 most wins in college football the last 50 years. Most college wins in college football the last 50 years. I have the top 19.
Can you? Never mind.
What?
You want to make it a top 10?
No.
I wanted to make it a 10 and then do a quiz, but we can do this. It's fine.
All right.
And now, a list.
I'll give you we can do a quiz for the bottom 10. I'll read you the bottom up. So this was 19 to 10. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, I got nowhere to stop. Okay.
All right.
With 300, again, most wins of college football the last 50 years.
Okay.
Coming in at number 19 with 373, Vatek, Virginia Tech. 18th, Texas A&M at 384.
All right.
17th, without a coach right now, 389, Tennessee. 16th, 392, Notre Dame. 15th at 398, LSU. 14th with 402, Auburn. 13th with 405, Miami.
The U.
412 at 12th is USC. 11th with 413 is Texas.
Texas is back.
They've
never been anywhere for 50 years. They're back.
So, okay, so now we're down to the top 10.
Obviously,
they are all but one is a Power 5 school. How about start with that?
I'm going to take two spots right now.
Okay.
Michigan and Ohio State are in the top 10 for 50 years.
Ohio State comes in at number 2 at 469. Michigan is not.
That stuns me because of the winningest program of all time, and they usually win 10 games a year, and
they are not. Most wins the last 50 years, they are not. They're not even in the top 19.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's number 1 at 475.
Cupcake schedule, that's why.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Alabama's 3rd. 460. Tied with one other team. Tied for 3rd.
Florida.
Nope. Florida is comes in at number 9 with 418.
How about Florida State, the Bobby Bowden era?
Florida State is there. They come in at number 4 in front of Florida. So they come in 8th at 422, Florida State.
Is Penn State on
Penn State is on there, yes. They come in 5th at 443. Again, Most wins the last 50 years.
Does that include the wins that were expunged from Joe Pa's career?
I don't know.
Okay. No, those get taken out.
I don't know. I don't know
if they do.
Are or not, but... All right.
Wow, you said them, huh?
Get three left.
I don't see the Indiana Hoosiers on this list.
No, they're not.
You said 50 years, right?
Most wins last 5-0.
So this goes back to 1971 or 70, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm surprised USC is not in the top 10 on this one.
They're 12.
I'd say they were 12.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Well, they had a lot of bad, mediocre years before Pete Carroll showed up.
So you got three left. I'm sorry, you got four left.
Yeah, we got four left.
All but one is a Power 5 school.
Utah!
No.
Can I go out on a limb for the non-Power 5?
Yeah.
Marshall.
No.
Good guess.
Craig's close.
Boise.
No.
Utah State.
No.
Just kidding.
Can't have coffee
with
chocolate.
BYU.
Yeah, BYU. BYU comes in at 7 with 425.
All right, so we got three more left, huh?
Yep.
We're attacking this list pretty good.
I'll give you Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Georgia's in there. They're coming at number 6.
Ah, ceiling 5.
let's keep going here to...
The last two are Big Ten schools.
Wisconsin?
Nope.
Nebraska?
Yes.
Silly.
Yep, and one more. Nebraska with 460. They come in. They were tied with Alabama.
Nick Saban coached at this school?
No.
Sneaky way not to commit to Michigan
State. That's right.
But
how about Iowa and Kirk Parents?
But Iowa.
No, but you've already mentioned a certain coach already that was at this institution who's now no longer with us.
Where was Bobby Bowden before?
No, this is Big Ten school. Well, he was at West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah. You just mentioned his name a couple of minutes ago. Not even. 90 seconds ago.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
We've only mentioned Tom Allen, Bobby Bowden, and Hugh Freeze in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you've also sort of referenced somebody else. Something about his wins being taken away.
Joe
Pa?
Yeah, Penn State.
But I mentioned Penn State.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
That's why I mentioned Joe Pa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, did you officially say Penn State?
Yeah, you said
Penn. Okay.
He came in
but
fifth.
We still only have 9.
Yeah, we're still missing one.
We have Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida, Ohio State, Florida State, Penn State, BYU, Georgia, Nebraska.
Yes, I forgot number 10. Yes, you're right. There's one more. ACC school.
Clemson.
Yes.
Done.
All right.
I'm thinking, who the hell in the Big Ten racked up all these wins in the 80s?
All right. Oh, man.
Very good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the fun to continue. Wikipedia is upon us with an asterisk that you're going to want to listen to regarding the prize. But first, it is the anniversary of the day that Ray Kroc brought the San Diego Padres for like $12 million back in the 70s. He was the owner of McDonald's. We're going to do McDonald's trivia. Everybody listening to us has been at McDonald's, so you should be able to do something with this. So not only does caller number 9 get to play against Pete Shepard at Wikipedia and win a $25 gift card to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Fort Myers, in addition to that gift card, you will be entered to win a VIP table for 6 at Sidelines for the big game on the big Sunday. We'll take care of the food and the drinks. What we need now is caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go on a Monday. Wikipedia caller number 9 is Dayton in Fort Myers. Dayton, how are you?
Hey, happy Monday, guys. Correct.
Good. Dayton, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. All right. Have you eaten at McDonald's in the last 1 to 1,000 days? Yes? Okay. All right. All right, here we go. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner. You get to go first. Dayton, what is the name of McDonald's signature burger?
That'd be the Big Mac.
That is correct. 1-0. Mm. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Ray Kroc brought the Padres on this day in 1974. He was the owner of McDonald's. That's why we're doing this.
You want to know what's in the Big Mac?
No, and don't sing the jingle.
To all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, goosebumps. Exactly. Pete Shepard.
Yep.
What type of restaurant was the original McDonald's? Like, was it a seafood place? Was it a burger place? Was it...
Well, I know it was... I know it was a speedy place. They invented... I mean, I know it wasn't like you saw today, but having just watched the movie with Michael Keaton as Mr. Kruk, I mean...
Anybody surprised that he just watched the movie recently?
Well, it was...
It's a good movie. It was on Netflix.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
And Pete saw it.
Yeah, it was. I was fascinated.
I watched it.
It was absolutely fascinating.
He's a milkshake salesman.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And he was having a hard time.
Yeah, tough time.
Doing it.
Do any of you know what kind of restaurant it was?
Well, I mean, you say what kind of restaurant.
What cuisine did it serve?
They served burgers. They served, I'm trying to think. They had burgers. They had fries. They had breakfast. Was it a diner?
No. Dayton, chance to steal. If you can tell me what kind of restaurant was the original McDonald's.
It was
a barbecue joint. Barbecue. All right. Next, Dayton, this one's for you. How many shapes do McNuggets come in?
Let's say four.
That is correct! Four.
What?
The bell, the bow tie, the ball, and the boot. They have names. Yeah.
They all look the same to me.
No, they are a different shape. I like the boot because you can really scoop it in and get the sauce on the foot part of the boot.
I told you, I scrape all the... I just eat the nugget.
Wow. Well, he's got a 2-1 lead. Pete Shepard, you need this. The first Happy Meal promotion, mm-hmm. The first Happy Meal promotion was attached to what movie series?
Ooh, Happy Meal's been around a long time.
Yeah.
What movie series?
Yeah, there was a big movie out and they made a big promotion out of it.
Probably Star Wars. No? No?
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Dayton, your chance to steal for the win, if you could tell me what movie series was attached to the first Happy Meal promotion.
I have no clue on that one.
You just gonna pass? All right. Well, it was Star Trek. Star Trek, 1979.
Well, a little before my time.
All the Star Trek movies are really good, except for that one, the original. It was horrible. But
all right, Dayton, for the win. What state was the first McDonald's in?
Well, are we going the first one of the Rings in California or the actual Goyles and Arches in Arizona?
You have to make a guess.
The original one was in California.
That is correct! Yes. You are a winner!
Yes.
Dayton, a 3-0 sweep!
No, I had one, didn't I?
I don't think so.
No.
I thought you said it was 2-1.
Well, congratulations. Not only did you win here, but you're also now going to be part of a drawing to win a table for six with food and drink included at Sideline Sports Bar for the big game. All right?
Hey, looking forward to it.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Listen every day.
Awesome. All right, appreciate you so much.
All right. All right, let's see if we can chip off a few more of these. We've got a minute.
Do we?
Yeah. We always do.
Chris, you and I interpret the clock differently.
Yeah. You know, I read it as a clock. It's like a suggestion box for Craig.
Pete, which McDonald's character originally had four arms?
I'm going to say Grimace.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He was the evil Grimace, and he always stole milkshakes with his extra hand. Yeah.
Did Pete win on Friday, by the way?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, lost.
He was a loser.
It was...
The color of Hamburglar's hair.
We had the hat on.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Brown?
It was
purple.
Red. It was red.
Was it red? Was it?
Yeah. What did McDonald's add to Happy Meals in 2011?
A toy?
No, they already had toys.
Oh, okay.
They added toys in 79 right. With Star Trek.
Well, that's true. The what did they add?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a food item.
Oh.
Had to make it more healthy.
Apple.
Yes. Mm. Had to make it more healthy.
Yep. Yep.
This is an interesting one you probably won't get, but I think you'll be interested. Who played the original Ronald McDonald?
Do I know this name?
You know the name.
No.
Yes, he does. I bet you $1 million that Pete will know this name, but you probably won't.
Okay.
But no. But
was
I didn't,
he an actor?
Yeah, and I didn't know this until not really an actor, just a well,
a clown.
Anyway, I didn't know it until today. Not, so don't feel
so
bad.
So it's not like Bozo the Clown or
well,
the,
no. Well,
the guy
well,
who played Bozo?
Yeah, who played
okay.
Bozo? He also
there,
played
there,
Bozo
there
the Clown.
There were a couple. There was one in Boston and there was one I forget
name
it,
and name.
I don't know, was it Andrew something?
It was Willard Scott,
you,
believe it
Willard
or not.
Willard Scott,
now
really?
Tell Chris you've heard of Willard Scott.
You owe me $1 million.
I said he would know the name, not,
oh,
not guess it, but once I told him who it was, he would.
Willard
he would,
Scott, absolutely. He
knows
I know
who
the,
Willard,
I know
Scott
Willard Scott is.
Is.
I mean, I know the name. Of course I know
well,
who he is.
Well, it's easy to say that now once we've told you the name, but I think that you owe me $1 million,
no,
Craig.
No, I don't, actually, because, no, I am correct and you're wrong.
Okay.
Willard Scott.
We'll see.
Final question.
Yep.
I call him Will.
Best. You've never heard of Willard Scott before today, Chris. Best-selling item on the menu is?
So?
Well, to say Big Mac would be too easy. Quarter pounder.
No.
We're talking about not side, not like not just fries.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well,
fries.
That would have been.
People do go there just for the
yeah,
fries.
They do, and they are the best.
All right,
they're good.
I mean, for that type of stuff.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, we survived another edition of Wikipedia. I told you at the beginning of the day, I thought it would be fun.
It is fun.
But I didn't know how
quiz.
It would go. I never know. All right, coming up 5 o'clock hour, hot takes by me. It's a Monday. Talking more about the Super Bowl, obviously, and your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.